5 o'clock in Utah.
Ding, ding, ding.
And it's time for today's big interview with Bill and OC on ESPN 700.
Okay, you happy?
That's better.
The big interview is brought to you by Wasatch Front Kia, 895 West Riverdale Road in Ogden. Now for today's big interview, here are Bill and OC on Utah's number one sports talk, ESPN 700.
Well, OC is gone, so you've just got me, the Bill half of the Bill and OC show. Welcome out of your workday 9 to 5ers. 8 minutes after 5 o'clock up and down the Wasatch Front and throughout the Salt Lake Valley. It's great to have you guys in with us here on a Wednesday afternoon in Salt Lake City. Brian Dunseth a little bit later on this hour to preview tonight's RSL LA Galaxy game. We'll do that one coming up. And right now, very happy to have on a guy that I've kind of been chatting with back and forth just a little bit. He's got a golf tournament, charity golf tournament coming up end of June here in Salt Lake City. It's always a pleasure to have back on the Bill and OC show here on ESPN 700, Zane Beatles, now of the Jacksonville Jaguars. Zane Beatles, who's living within blocks of where I used to live 14 years ago. How are you, Zane?
I'm doing great. How are you doing?
I'm doing fantastic. How's the day at the beach today?
It's a pretty good day. It's a little humid. You know, the heat down here is a little different than what I'm used to, but I can't complain.
Yeah, it's a great spot. Zane playing for the Jaguars lives about 13 or 14 blocks north of where I used to live in Jacksonville Beach. Although I could tell you where he's, it's completely different. It's grown up so much. There's so much more going on out at the beach. How was your first year in Jacksonville?
It's been a good experience. You know, I loved being in Denver and being a Rocky Mountain guy. Obviously, that was a great place for me. Never thought I would end up in Jacksonville, Florida in any time in my life, that's for sure. But I've really grown to love the city here, and the organization's been great. Our coaching staff is awesome. We got a great group of guys, and it's been a really good experience so far.
Obviously, probably not quite the winning culture, at least so far, that you experienced when you were with the Denver Broncos. But Gus Bradley's been there a couple of years. You've been there a couple of years. Can you kind of see what the plan is for Gus? Can you kind of see what he's trying to build there with you guys?
I definitely can, and you know, I heard so many good things about him when I was in free agency, and you know, that was a big factor for me coming in, and he's unlike any coach I've ever been around, just so positive and so motivating, and it's a really good environment to come into work every single day, and you know, it makes it enjoyable, and I think we're headed in the right direction, and you know, I really think that they're building this roster and building this team right, and I'm excited to be a part of something that I think could be very good.
You guys got the franchise quarterback a year ago in Blake Bortles. You've added some nice pieces around Blake Bortles this year as well. You got to play with a pretty good quarterback in Denver, that's for sure. Give me a read on Bortles and how was he as a rookie, and you're kind of the grizzled veteran blocking in front of him there, but how was he when they finally committed to Bortles last year? How was he as a rookie?
I'm really excited about Blake. You know, definitely in your rookie year, you're going to take some lumps, and there's going to be some learning experiences, and I'm sure he would say that there was no shortage of those for him last year, but you know, the type of guy that he is, the way that he works, you know, the offseason that he's had, we actually were close together and worked with the same trainer in the offseason in Southern California, and I saw the work that he was putting in and how he studied the playbook. You know, I'm just really excited about him as a leader of a team and as a quarterback, and I think he's going to be a really good player in this league.
So what do you feel better about this year, Zane, that maybe was last year everything was new for you there and kind of the changing of the guard and things like that, but what kind of gives you that hint that maybe things will be a little bit better this year?
Yeah, you know, we were so young last year. I think we were playing regularly six rookies on the offensive side of the ball, which is pretty much unheard of. We had five rookies out of 10 guys in the offensive line room, and two of them were playing a significant amount of time. You know, having a year under our belts, having another year where those young guys can learn and play at another level, hopefully this year, coming together as a group of O-linemen and as an offense and just, you know, having more experience with each other and feeling more comfortable with each other, even with a new offense this year, I think is going to be very good for us.
Talking to Zane Beadles this afternoon from down in Jacksonville, I misspoke earlier. I said end of June. It's actually July the 10th at Thanksgiving Point is his Zane Beadles Parade Foundation Golf Classic at Thanksgiving Point. We'll give you some more information about that. We're proud to help be a sponsor and promote the event again this year for you, Zane. By the way, what a rough go, though. I mean, that had to be such a buzzkill that with your top pick, Dante Fowler, going down in the first offseason workout.
Yeah, you know, that's a tough thing. Injuries are definitely a part of this game, but you know, you never want to see something like that, especially for a young guy that has a lot of potential and just loves the game of football. You know, within the first hour of his first practice, went down, unfortunately, and you know, your heart goes out to him, but the attitude that he has and the type of guy that he is, from what I've experienced so far, you know, I think he's going to be just fine, and he'll come back strong, and you know, it's like I said, it's a tough thing, but his attitude is where it needs to be.
You have been kind of an Iron Man since you got to begin playing in the league. I think you've started all but a couple
Knock on wood.
Yeah,
there.
Exactly. Knock on wood. I'm knocking on the countertop here, but you played in all but maybe about two, or you've started all of about two, but about two games in your career. What now that you're going into your sixth season, Zane, after spending four with the Broncos and now second year with the Jaguars, you know, most guys are lucky to be in a year or two or three. What's different about the game today versus maybe when you were coming out of Utah? I mean, when you're playing at Utah, you're hoping to go, you're hoping to play at the next level. You're playing with a bunch of other guys. Now you're playing with men. But what's different about the game for you today versus maybe 4 or 5 years ago?
So, you know, it's definitely slowed down. You kind of don't know what you don't know as a rookie and as a young player. And going into my sixth year now, like you said, you know, I've seen a lot of things and I've played a lot of football and played alongside a lot of good players. And, you know, you just continue to learn and really understand the game better. And, you know, I'm huge on the mental side of the game. And you know, I think that's one thing that's allowed me to play as long as I have up to this point. And, you know, it becomes a lot of fun. You know, you kind of learn the intricacies and the game within the game. And you're not out there just flying around and not really knowing what you're doing and just hitting people. You know, there's a method to your madness, and you know, hopefully I can stay healthy, continue to stay healthy, and just continue to learn and continue to improve.
I don't know if I've ever asked an offensive lineman this. When I was covering the Jaguars for 6 years, they had arguably, well, not arguably, I think he was the best tackle in football. I'm sure you've met Tony Boselli, who lives in that area still. I'm sure you've met and interacted with Tony just a little bit. He was
yep.
Fantastic, but what's the biggest difference on that level from playing inside versus playing outside? Is that an easy transition? I mean, I would guess it'd be easier to slide from the outside where you play tackle to the inside rather than from the inside to the outside. But how difficult a position switch would that be?
It definitely is a different position. You know, different skill sets and different mindsets is probably the biggest thing. You know, those edge guys have to deal with absolute freaks of pass rushers that are as big and as fast and as strong as anybody in this world, really. You know, on the inside, you don't have to cover as much ground, but you know, you're playing against guys that outweigh you at times by 50-60 pounds and can still move. And you know, like I said, the mental side of the game is huge for me, and I try to use that to my advantage, because I'm definitely not the biggest or the strongest or the fastest, but, you know, you learn some tricks here and there and figure your way around and how to be successful. And, you know, it definitely was a transition for me, but I like where I'm at. And you know, I still have room to improve, and I'm trying to get better every single day.
Who's the biggest load? Who's the guy that's presented the biggest challenge for you inside any time in your 6 years?
It's hard to just pick one guy. I always tell people that there's a few guys that I can point out. Haloti Ngata is one of them. Vince Wilfork is another guy. Richard Seymour, who I played a couple times a year early in my career when he was in Oakland. Those three guys, you know, are are when they want to play and they want to go, they are at times unblockable. And, you know, they present a great challenge, and I'm happy to have played against them and got to learn how to be a better player playing against that type of competition.
You're going to get to see, you didn't play with him, but a guy that's a former you may get to line up against in the opener. Star Lotulelei, you guys see Carolina in the opener this year.
Yeah, absolutely. We do see him in the opener, and I followed his college career a little bit. I try to catch any Utah game that I can with our schedule and when they line up. And he obviously had a great college career, and he's continued that into the NFL. And, a great young player that definitely presents some problems, and it'll be fun playing against him. You know, it'll be a great challenge, and I'm looking forward to it.
Zane, you don't necessarily see him, but your team sees him a couple of times a year, and whoever's playing out left of you does. How crazy, freaky athletic is a guy like J.J. Watt?
J.J. is obviously a great player. You know, he's played at a high level for a few years now, and rightfully so. He's quick, he's strong, he plays with intensity and at a high level that not a lot of people do, and it served him well, and he presents a lot of problems for teams, and he's a great challenge to play against. But that's, you know, as a player, that's what you want. You want to go against the best and test your mettle and test your abilities against the best.
You got to help Luke Jokel out a little bit when he lines up against him, don't you? Or do they just leave a tight end out there?
Help each other. We're always trying to help each other as much as possible, no matter where we're at on the line.
Did you play with Julius? You and Julius Thomas were teammates for a year in Denver, weren't you?
Yeah, actually, we were teammates for 3 years in Denver.
Okay. Well, he really had the breakout, though, the last year or 2 years you were there. Nice to have him on board then, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And we just started OTAs this week, and he's been looking great. It's been great to have him in the locker room. He's a great guy, and like you said, had a couple great years in Denver. And I'm looking forward to what he can bring here to Jacksonville and the skill set that he has. You know, I think it's definitely going to add a dimension to our offense.
He's the pride of Hillcrest High School, of course, and also the pride of the University of Utah. He's Zane Beadles for a couple of more minutes here on the Bill and O.C. Show. You're 2 hours ahead, and Saturdays are sometimes travel days or family days or whatever it might be, but I'm sure you're keeping tabs on Utah football, aren't you, and keeping up with what your alma mater's doing?
I do. I try to catch as many games as I can. If our schedules match up, you know, unfortunately sometimes we're traveling or whatever, can't see the game on TV, but every chance that I get, I'm watching the Utes and cheering them on.
Supposed to be a good year this year, and they get to open with Jim Harbaugh in the Wolverines on September the 3rd, Zane.
I'm looking forward to it. Memories of mine go back to 2008 when we played in the Big House, and obviously that was a great year and a great experience. And I'm a huge fan. You know, not only am I an alumni up there, but I love to sit here and yell at the TV and cheer them on as much as I can.
You played on such a that Sugar Bowl team, but you know, I don't know how much you've been back or kept tabs or talked to coaches or former players, but the level of talent in the program, you guys had some great teams, but the overall depth of talent since they've been recruiting kind of to the Pac-12 for 4 years is really amazing. And not that you guys didn't have good years, but to see where the overall talent and where the program's come since you left has been, it's pretty astounding.
Yeah, it's very exciting for me. I take pride in the fact and like to think that I was part of building something and getting to the university and the program to where it's at today. And, like I said, that makes me very proud. And I remember the day when they made the announcement that we were moving to the Pac-12 and watching it stream live on my computer and, getting a little emotional about it because I love the university. I love where I'm from. And it was just a great moment for me.
Zane Beadles, for a moment or two more, I mentioned the charity that you have, the Zane Beadles Parade Foundation. What is it that your foundation is kind of, what's at the heart of it, Zane? What do you guys do with the foundation?
So our mission is to support the journey of young people going through life-changing medical experiences. A couple things, when I was in college, there was a little boy by the name of Riker Fox who had a brain tumor, and we kind of adopted him on the team, and he would come to practices and games and be in the locker room and stuff with us. And he had a big impact on me in college, seeing him go through his battle. And then when I got to Denver, you know, I've always been big on giving back, and with him, along with some cancer in my family, I knew I wanted to do something with kids and cancer, so I started getting involved with pediatric cancer, and eventually it's just grown into a standalone foundation that I started a couple years ago, and you know, just trying to do good in the community, and I'm happy to this summer start our first venture into Salt Lake City and try to start supporting the community there.
Well, the first annual Zane Beatles Parade Foundation Golf Classic is going to be on Friday, July 15th down at Thanksgiving Point in Lehigh. If you go to his website, go to zanesparade.org, you can register to play in the tournament. You can become a sponsor. You can volunteer down at Thanksgiving Point if you would like to. I'm guessing you may be calling on a few of your friends to come out and be celebrities and play a little golf for the day. Am I right?
I definitely am. I have some people confirmed right now. Eric Weddle is one of them, along with some other former youth, Stevenson Sylvester, some local celebrities, Britton Johnson, Luther Ellis, a couple coaches that have committed to come and play, John Pease, and hopefully Coach Witt if he's not on vacation. But, yeah, looking to have a great time, you know. Lots of support so far, and I'm going to have a good time. I'm going to be out there on a hole and trying to meet everybody that comes through and support a good cause. So, you know, it'll come to my foundation, as well as we're going to donate some of the proceeds to the Ronald McDonald House charities there in Salt Lake City.
Well, two awesome causes. By the way, how's your golf game? When I lived in Jacksonville, by the way, there's you can't go about 10 feet in Jacksonville without hitting a golf course. And they're really nice golf courses, too. Is your game any good right now?
There are some amazing golf courses here. Unfortunately, with my schedule, I don't get to play a ton. But I am an okay golfer. I'll say that much. You know, I have had people tell me that for such a big guy, they're surprised at my swing. So I guess I can, even though the ball doesn't always go straight, I can hang my hat on that.
Zane, don't give us that with my schedule thing. I know those. I know offensive linemen. You got Bortles ought to take all of his linemen out to play, because quarterbacks are always good at golf. That kid's probably like a 5 handicap. He ought to be taking you guys out weekly to play.
That's what I'm saying.
Well, it's a great area to play golf. That much I can tell you. I actually had a golf game when I lived in Jacksonville, and now my schedule's got to be so crazy I don't get a chance to play. Folks, go to his website at zanesparade.org. Zanesparade.org. Get all the information. The first annual golf classic will be on July 10th at Thanksgiving Point. We're happy to be a sponsor and support this for you guys, Zane. It's for a great cause. And
thank you very much for that.
No, it's our pleasure, and it's 7 a.m. to 3 p.m., so it's a morning, so it won't be too awfully hot. You can be done by 3 in the afternoon and help out Zane's foundation and come out and see some former Utes and some NFL guys and just have a good time with it. And we hope to be talking to Zane quite a bit over the next few months. So, hey, thanks for jumping on with us. Enjoy the time, and be safe in OTAs, and we'll talk to you again in a few weeks.
All right, thank you. Looking forward to being out there and seeing everybody this summer.
Thanks, Zane.